And then I got to meet Gary. And then Gary said, hey, why don't you call in? And I would call him in every day.
Pick up the phone if you want.
Uh-oh. He's in the background, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear him. He's home. He's hunkered down. He's got the entire family sequestered. He's got the Bentley locked up somewhere, although the Bentley's not around anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Raddich. Gary, how are you, pal?
Tony, what is this? You're interrupting. Normally at this time, I've got Lawrence Kudrow, Wolf Blitzer, or Megan Thee Stallion on.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you from the coronavirus update, Gary, out there in the Bay Area.
Yeah. No, like I said, once Larry Kudlow builds you up and then Wolf Blitzer beats you down, then I need the Stallion to make me feel good again.
Exactly. So hey, listen, you know what, Gary? Since we went back on the air yesterday on Sirius XM 211, the stock market has surged. So I'm going to take credit. If yesterday it went up 1,600 points. Yeah, I haven't looked at it today. What is it right now, Gary?
No, Tone. It was up 900, so don't get too cocky. It ended in it ended negative today.
So. It's an outrage.
Yeah.
All right. I was good for one day at least, Gary. That's all you want.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, man. I mean, under these really tough times, for you to be able to open a show and have somebody have the confidence in you, that's just terrific, Tony.
Yeah, it's a modern-day miracle. I said this jokingly when Steve Cohen, who runs the Sirius XM sports division, said, you know, we're going to hire a guy to talk about sports when there's no sports to talk about.
I mean,
you know, who does that, as you once said, Gary? Who has time?
Is that the great Harry Mays is there?
Absolutely.
It is. Great to talk to you.
No, Tony always spoke highly of you, so it's fun, and you guys will be a nice break because, like I said, this is really, really rough stuff, and you got friends, people losing jobs and back and forth, so, you know, this is good timing for you guys.
Now, Gary, since you left, and I remember being on your last show, and by the way, Johnny the Gout Man goes back and forth with me on Facebook. I told him last night that we were going to have you on today, so he's excited out there. Johnny Cooks has lost a lot of weight. Mark Foyer, all of our great regulars who haven't been doing well health-wise, they're all getting healthy again, so that's the good news. But the first thing I want to ask is about you.
But I got to tell you, I haven't been on the air since that show. So I just, you know, I had different guys, when they get stuck, call you up. I said, I'm going to, but when it's Bruno, I mean, it's just terrific what you're doing. So I'm making a comeback today. And Harry, believe me, if you ask for a raise, screw you, I'll jump in there for cheap.
Gary, everybody's got a line in their house now. So if you
don't have
a line, you know, I used to have the line in my house in Venice when I would do the hits with you in San Francisco and on local TV. So I was doing it from my office in Venice, California, every day. I was doing my hit, and it was simulcast on Comcast, the Bay Area, and now, of course, NBC Bay Area. So I was doing stuff in my house.
Now Comcast is rerunning Latrell Sprewell's greatest hits. You know?
Exactly right. Hey, did they get to the PJ Carlissimo episode yet?
You know, people laugh about that, Tony. But when you talk about some of the great moments in history, that choking's right up there. I mean, as far as what you remember, that was something else.
Now,
you know?
I told Harry about your great athletic skills back in the day at UNLV.
And BYU, too.
And BYU. No, you didn't play at BYU, did you, Gary?
No. I started out there, played freshman there, and I was there during the race riots, Tony. Do you remember all that stuff?
Absolutely. Come on, Gary. You know that.
We went to, it was Colorado State, the Molotov cocktail. And I remember, I think I told you about when we played in Philadelphia, when I'd go down and buy the Hylett record, remember?
Yes, indeed. The great high school Rooney and McValdio Zoot, man.
Yeah, and they would tell me, this is right in the height of the race stuff, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, and they'd say, wear your BYU blazer, be proud. I said, no, I'm the one guy getting out of Philly alive. I'm not wearing that thing. Tony, I'm not joking. You know, and we had a couple guys from Finland and another guy from Yugoslavia named Kresimir Čosić. But the point is, they would go out, you know, and the brothers see a guy with BYU at that time. This was not a good time to wear the blazer. But anyway.
Well, you know, the brothers, did BYU have any brothers when you were playing there, Guy?
I was the closest thing to it. Yeah. And then, no, Tony, I'm the only guy, and I think I've told you this, I'm the only guy to go from an all-white team to an all-black team in NCAA history. So anyway,
is there a place in the Basketball Hall of Fame up there in Massachusetts?
Like a plaque?
A plaque?
Well, No, not at the end here. But, I mean, no, I had, and then in Vegas, Harry, I wasn't that good, but I had the complexion to make the connection.
You know, you're exactly was, right, man.
That was about it. But, no, I could play a little bit, but now in the backyard, my son is 12, so that's Tony. I'm taking him to the hole, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You got to school these kids young so that they learn the toughness. So now you got young kids. They're growing, obviously. So
yeah.
People are saying about, you know, because Robin and I are here alone. Harry comes in, Joe and Joe come in, and they run the board, but we're 6 feet apart, and we're all safe. And so how are you dealing with this? Because I'm hearing that the people who are having the toughest time are the people who are home with multiple kids at the same time, and your wife. So you got, what, 5 people in the house now?
Yeah, but see, here's the difference, Tony. I mean, like I said, I retired roughly a year ago, so I'm used to walking around looking at old pictures of myself, you know. So I've been warmed up, and my daughter is home from BYU, or from BYU, from NYU, because, boy, she got out of New York, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was a hot spot for this tragedy that's going on. So, Tony, I got to admit, I don't mind, and I got to say, and excuse me, it may come off a little rough, my wife's still young enough and attractive enough, I don't mind looking at her. So
oh, exactly right. Now, you didn't go all Tracy Morgan, though. You didn't go Tracy Morgan. Did you see what he said to Hody yesterday on TV?
No, what did he say?
They asked him what he's been doing, and Tracy Morgan, the great comedian, Hoda wasn't even drinking on this particular segment.
Yeah.
And he asked what she's been doing, and he said, well, you know, I've been having a lot of sex 3 times a day. My wife's been pregnant over the last three times.
Three
in the
times
last 3 months.
She got her pregnant.
In the last 3 months, they had so much sex.
Yeah. No, but Tony, I don't know if you remember, because now, like I said, Lisa and I have been together 23 years, and I got a few years on her, and everybody said, geez, don't you want to get somebody your own age? I said, when I get old, again, this is going to sound rough, but it's the truth. I said, when I get a little older, I want somebody to carry me up the stage. I'm not carrying some old bag up the stairs. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Right. Hey, listen, that's the way it's.
Harry,
right.
You know what I mean.
I lived
a life that's full.
I subscribe to that theory, too, man.
Now, Robin has posted a picture, Gary, of the when we had dinner at the Great Grotto number 9-11. What's the name of that place?
Do you know what happened? Mike Giraldi.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was Mike is a friend of ours, right? You know, good guy. But he had another, like a silent partner, and he wanted to sell it. And so that it's sold now. So it's still the Grotto, but not owned by our friend, the great Mike Giraldi. But I know what picture. Harry, when you were driving Bentleys, did Tony ever clean the bird stuff off your hood?
No. You know, if I had a Bentley, it was for a one-day rental. Trust me.
No, I was so insecure there, Tony and Harry. Somebody said, when Gary's not as good as he used to be, I said, bullshit, I'm going to go get a Bentley. How you like me now? Oh, he's terrific. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, you know, Gary, the ratty caddy was the big deal because, you know, when you play at UNLV, yeah, everybody thinks you got hooked up.
Right.
We always would talk about Richard the Fixer Perry. Remember Richard the Fixer
sure.
Perry?
In the hot tub.
In the hot tub out there with all the UNLV kids, man. But you were never part of that seamy underworld at UNLV, were you?
No, I wasn't good enough. I had to go to class.
he was there to keep the GPA up. You know what
I mean? Harry, I'm not joking. I still remember when somebody at the banquet, I had a C, about a C+. I got through, and they announced, and they were kind of joking, they're going, here's the Phi Beta Kappa of the team, and my mother, she started to cry. I said, Jesus, no, Mom, it's because nobody went to class then. They cheated more than ever, but it was just a setup for the Fixer and those teams that were really good. I mean, we cheated, but we weren't good enough, so nobody cared. But it's all different now. And what do you guys think about this baseball? I'm telling you, to me, and it could be, Tony, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong. Part of sports, though, is the crowd, the atmosphere, and I know the guys want to make their money off TV and the players want to get paid, but, man, I think after I watch a game or two with no crowd, I don't know if I want to watch anymore. How about you guys?
No, that's a great point. And you also won't get to see the new skipper of your San Francisco Gigantes.
Oh.
Yeah, no offense. I'm one of these guys. Win a few games and then start talking about how colorful you are. I'm just not. I guess maybe if I was in a room and he took his shirt off, I'd feel differently. But
he's a great guy. Nobody dislikes Gabe Kapler.
I know. I had him on once a couple years ago when he was looking for work. But my point is, I don't want to hear any of this stuff now till they start playing. Maybe that's just me, but I'm not a spring training guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that's why I think your show will make it, because I think you can, you know, instead of talking about, you know, down the road, that bullpen, oh, stop, you know.
Now, I saw that John Miller did a Strat-O-Matic version of baseball over the week. Now, that's what people have to do. I mean, you got all these TV sports channels. What do they have to put on? This is the only thing they can do, Gary.
Tony, as lonely as I might be, I'm not that lonely.
Well, you got three kids and a wife. I mean, you can't be lonely.
Yeah, no. I'm joking about to watch Strat-O-Matic, but no, but you know, my son's playing the video game, so he's 12, and I can't. How about this, Tony? If you know, I've been off about a year. You know, I retired, so I was kind of warmed up for this. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't like you know, you're going to work. Oh, geez, I miss you know, Fred. I've already gotten over missing Fred in Livermore. You know, so it's.
What about,
you know,
Joe in Livermore, though? Joe in Livermore.
That's right, Joe in Livermore. So, no, but it's just a funny time. You know what's kind of scary to me about all these guys and the sports now? What happens, you just tell me, that people get used to this. And that's why I think you put on an inferior product now where there's no crowds. Then people say, eh, okay, maybe some people will say, this isn't bad. I'll just stay home and watch it and save my money, you know. And I, in other words, it's easy for me to say because I've got no money invested in the game, but I wouldn't put, if I were in football, basketball, and baseball, I wouldn't put a secondary product on the field. Hmm. Does it make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the real players want to play. I saw that the baseball players.
And they want to get paid, too.
Yeah, but if they don't, if there's no season, you know what they get? 4% of their salary.
Yeah, 4%. No, I know. I'm talking about, yeah, it's easy. Tony, I'm just talking about an overall thing. I wouldn't want to see an inferior product. And I think if you have it without people in the stands, you really miss a lot, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think most people believe that, Gary. We want to know what it looks like. We've seen the wrestling. We've seen fake auto racing and all the other stuff going on.
Well, Gary, yeah. What do you think about the Masters in November if it happens?
Well, I'm married to an African-American woman, Harry. So I don't watch the Masters. But anyway.
But what about the PGA? Isn't the PGA going to be out there at Harding Park?
Harding Park,
Harding
yeah.
Park, that's right in the neck, your neck of the woods there, Gary.
All right. No, Harry, all of us, Harry, I don't know Harry, so Harry took a gulp there on me. No, I'm teasing. That's just never been one of my, I'm a football, basketball, baseball
okay.
guy. And watching people in $500 slacks bend over, I've never got into that. To the extent that I would miss it.
Come on,
you know,
Harry,
I mean?
When Art Spander goes to all the majors around the world, and he breaks it down better than anybody, talking about legendary figures out in the Bay Area.
Arnie Spanier?
The great Art Spander.
Oh, Art Spander,
no,
okay.
Hey, I'm glad you said that. Used to be Arnie Spander, Harry, was one of our favorites. You remember, Tone?
That's Arnie Spanier, yes. He was a talk show host. At. I think he's still on yelling somewhere. I love Arnie, though.
You know Art Spander's daughter
yes.
is now one of the top. She's a big agent.
Yes, Debbie Spander. Debbie Spander.
Debbie Spander, very nice. You know, great. Art's a great guy, and his daughter, beautiful family. Art doesn't want to stay home, but outside of that, he's terrific. Harry, nobody invites him, and he goes to all these events. It's terrific.
He's an absolute. He's a national treasure, Art.
No, but Debbie works for the Wasserman. You
yes.
know the Wasserman Group? You
not Wasserman
that?
Schultz.
Wasserman
not
Schultz in Florida, right?
No, I don't think she works for it. No, I know Debbie Spander, and his other daughter was working for EA Sports when I was doing the Madden games.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
Yes.
05, 06, 07, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, because I knew, you know who Lou Wasserman is, the guy who discovered Spielberg, and then he was the big, you know, the number one Hollywood, you know, producer and all these for years. Only guy who said, I don't want a funeral. And they said, why not? He says, I don't want anybody who hates me to show up. You know, and that's the only guy. But you, Lou Wasserman, then his son is Casey Wasserman. You look that up, Tony.
Yes, he runs. Doesn't he run the Staples Center and those buildings?
Well, he's right in there. I'm not exactly sure if he runs that, but he's a big, big wheel. Anyway, Debbie Spander works for him. I'm sure your audience is thrilled with this.
This is the kind of stuff Gary and I would talk about every day. And there were sports to talk about, and we would still go off on these.
No, it was funny, Tony. It's funny, your name came up, geez, when was, about 2 months ago. The Bay Area sports guy, nice guy, wrote this really nice piece on retired and I was doing the thing, when you're done, all that stuff. And it talked about our segment. And I was talking about how the business has changed, because Tony and I, when Salvador was there, we'd go 35 minutes, you know, Harry, on a station with a lot of commercials, and they just blow out the commercials, and now it's you know what I mean? It was a different type deal. But so your name came up in the article, Tony. It was pretty good.
No, I know. I never met the Bay Area sports guy, but he's doing pretty well. He started out just a guy who would tweet stuff, and then he got his own site. And then I still hear from our other great Bay Area sports media guy all the time.
Who's that?
Your boy Rich.
Oh yeah, he's hanging in there. Yeah, no, everybody's trying to do their thing. It's just, you know, Tony, I can't keep praising you enough, though, is that to stand out now in this environment is really good. It's just rough because there's, you know, everybody's trying, and the audience, I think, is, I don't want to say it's dwindling, but, you know, people, the social media, now they can, you know, why should I wait on hold to talk on a show, mm-hmm, unless the guy is, you know, Tony Bruno? Why should I wait on hold if I can just send out a tweet and, you know, get my ego stroked that way? It's a tough time for everybody.
Yes, it is, Gary. Now, and we think about you, and people ask me all the time since the day you retired, you know, when is Gary going to come back? Why doesn't he do a podcast? You can sit at home and do it. Everybody's sitting at home.
You guys need to do a segment together. Speaking of which, there's tons and tons of people that are on the chat room here on our Twitch TV page. And
hey, Robin, next time, say hello first, for Christ's sake.
Hey, Gary.
Give it to her.
I said hello to you yesterday.
Hey, in fact, Robin, Tony never finished the story. So we go to Mike Giraldi's restaurant. And I was showing off. If I was as good as Tony, hell, I could have walked. But I wasn't as good as Tony, so I had to have a big car, Harry. So we parked the Bentley. We come out. It's covered in bird crap. And Tony immediately, this is when I knew Tony, I said, Jesus Christ. Tony gets out and starts polishing, getting rid of the bird crap. He sends out a tweet and gets 1,500 responses on bird crap in 5 minutes.
That's what you got to do, Harry. That's what the people want.
No, because I don't do much of that. Every once in a while, you know, I'll throw something out there. But Tony does this thing, and I'm thinking, Tony, nobody cares.
Exactly. Nobody cares. Yeah, they do.
As the great Johnny X would say, nobody cares.
Well, I have the photograph of you
wiping the pigeon
wiping
poop.
The pigeon.
Seagull poop down
Yes.
there.
Did you use Meguiar's wax?
No, I just used water, and I got a napkin inside the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, but I, like I said, Robin, no, that was something where I knew Tony. I said, geez, he got 1,500 responses. And just think if we had done something really to help mankind instead of, you know, say we had donated to a charity to help people instead of just getting bird crap off of Bentley, you know?
Yeah, but it was a good, at least, you know, when you got rid of the Bentley, you know, the resale value was still there, Gary, because there weren't any stains from the seagull poop that burn right through the paint surface. So
yeah,
now,
yeah.
So you went to what? You're driving like a minivan now, Chrysler Caravan, or?
Hey, Tony, no offense. I may be retired, but that doesn't mean I'm limping. No, I got a Mercedes 560S. You kidding?
Wow.
Oh yeah. The problem is, it's sitting in the garage, and you know, you can't go anyplace. I got to just every once in a while, Harry, I'll just move it out in front of the house so the people can see what I'm driving, but that's about it.
Well, yeah, you want to keep the tires round. You got to roll around a little bit.
Just go around the block.
Wow.
No, I was always, Harry, you wouldn't like me. I was a big front. No offense. I was Don Tollefson before Don Tollefson. So
No, no, you weren't, Gary. No, you weren't.
Why? What happened to him?
He went to jail. I don't think you've ever gone to jail. Even going to UNLV and you didn't go to jail, you're never going to go to jail if you didn't go to jail at UNLV, Gary.
No, because I would get these things that say, oh, you're the Bob LaBelle, remember him from Boston?
Yeah.
Or you're the Don Tollefson of, you know, of Philadelphia. Wait a minute. He's in jail?
He was.
Is he out now?
I think he's out.
Okay, I don't know. They're letting everybody out of jail.
He was framed.
He was framed.
I don't even know what happened.
The great line, though, Gary, always one about the Frank Sinatra. We'll close with this.
Yes.
The greatest Frank Sinatra story that Gary has. Because Gary's a big Vegas, you know, Frank mm-hmm. Sinatra, Rat Pack guy, like all of us old school guys. What was the line, Gary?
Well, so is my friend Rich. Richie's a big Sinatra guy.
Absolutely.
Too. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but no. Sinatra once saved my life. And well, yeah, how'd he do it? He goes, he told the guy, that's enough.
That's
so
enough.
Anyway.
That's it. By the way, Don Tolleson out of jail in 2017 after 14 months serving a sentence where he was taking money based on a charity and was skimming that money away from for kids who were intended to get the money.
All right. Well, listen, I'm not here to make fun. I didn't know he'd been in jail, but I'm just saying, you know, in every big city, they would have a TV sportscaster that people seem to know. And I would hear Bob. You never heard of Bob LaBelle in Boston?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, Bob LaBelle in Boston, and then Gian Greco in Chicago. Anyway, see, all that stuff's gone away. That's why I said, hey, that's time to get out now. So I'm feeling good. I got a beautiful wife. I got three kids who quit smoking. They're all good, and I'm happy. You know.
Well, your kids weren't smoking, Gary.
No, of course not.
Okay, smoking what?
No, huh? These kids didn't smoke.
No, we got. Look at Harry. No, we got a 12-year-old Spencer. Got a Isabella sophomore in high school, and then Jolie going to NYU. And in fact, Tony, kind of sad in a, you know, what do you call it, people with real problems, right? But she was set to go to Spain to spend her junior year. Now I don't think she's going to go, you know.
Wow.
We're going to keep her here listening to Sirius. So,
exactly right.
Well, listen, man, I mean, I just, you know, we got off on our riff. We know what's going on in the world, and it's nothing to be laughing about. But the main thing is you're absolute best, like I used to always introduce the show, they'd say America's number one sports radio personality. And I'll never forget, Harry, then the GM says, well, let's take a little from you and give it to him if he's that good. I think he's that good. Not that good.
I mean, anyway. It was an incredible run over 17 years together every day, Gary. And I'll never regret it, never forget it. And everybody talks about it all the time, especially out in the Bay Area who listen to almost every single morning.
Well, Tony, I still get, like, when I retired, I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not a big, like I said, a big social media guy, but I bet I got like a hundred and twenty-five people said, hey, you and Tony ought to do a show. I said, no, I don't want to spoil it. So that's, when you're done, you're done. And, again, Harry Mays knows Tolleson, so I'm not messing on with him.
No, I know Don, too, and that was an unfortunate situation. But he paid his, you know, he did his time. Did the crime, you do the time.
Hey, it was framed, the way I saw it.
No doubt about it. That's the way it always is.
Tony, who was the guy that was always framed? There was somebody we'd be laughing, and he was always framed. But whenever somebody did
Everybody's framed now, Gary. You don't have any street cred unless you've been framed. No, one way or another.
Hey, by the way, you know, it's funny. My son's waiting. We're going to go out for a walk, so you can still get outside as long as you don't get near anybody, you know?
Exactly.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. Robin and I don't get near each other, and we live together. You know, it's what happens after a while, guys.
Do you wear a mask?
Are you still there after I attacked you for not saying hello?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay. No, you're good. You guys got a good thing going, because Robin's cool, and you got a good man there, Robin, and he's – Tony, some of us do this just to support your families and all this. You really love what you do. I mean, I enjoy it, too, but not like you. You're terrific, and like I said, I hear there's an opening. What's the name of that thing that you wanted Spencer to listen to, Twitch?
Twitch, yeah, twitch.tv. That's what all the kids are listening to. Now they have sports shows on there, too, so you can watch me every day, Gary.
In my
basement in South Philadelphia on the street I grew up in where I used to call you telling I was fixing my mom's house.
Right. Now,
exactly.
Did your mom pass?
No, she's still with us. 95, going on 96, Gary.
Yeah, because my mom finally left at 99.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
What a generation that was, man.
Yeah, well, Tom Brokaw, thank you. The best generation.
The greatest generation.
Can you please take your top off? I'd like to help your career. But anyway, you know. All right, guys.
Gary, it's great to talk to you again. Everybody's excited to hear you. Everybody who hasn't heard you in forever gets to hear you first again out of retirement for just at least 15 minutes on a dumb show.
Well, I'm telling everybody now, I only work national. I'm not doing this local garbage. And, Harry?
Yes.
I got, three words for you to have a long run. You ready?
Yes.
You're right, Tony.
That's right. you are right about that, boss.
No. Hey, great talking with you guys.
You too. By the way, Rich Lieberman says, don't forget to plug 415 Media.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Rich is still doing his thing, and And everybody, we're all hanging in there. So, Robin, thanks for booking me.
Anytime, Gary, anytime.
And next time, just admit to me Art Spender was busy. But that's all right. We'll see you.
Beautiful. Right, Gary, say hi to the wife and the kids. And
all right,
stay safe.
Hey, congratulations, and keep it rolling. It's going to be a hit, man.
Thank you, Gary. Stay safe out there, bro.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
The great Gary Radnich out there in San Francisco, man. The city by the bay. He had a downgrade from the Bentley to the Mercedes. Yeah.